heaven high, heaven high.
Welcome back, stoners. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and I'm very excited to have you guys. I'm very excited to be here. We've got a great show. I'm feeling good. I'm nice and high. I'm smoking a joint here. If you can see this, this is 90% THC. It's tarantula. It's got keef on the outside. It's got hash and wax or something on the inside. It's very, very lovely. It's got me nice and high. I hope you're getting high or supporting somebody that's getting high, be it emotionally or monetarily. I hope you're paying to have somebody else get high because that's how we pay it forward. If you're not familiar with this is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. It's a live stream. It's a podcast. It's a live show. New episodes on the podcast every Tuesday. We do the live stream Tuesdays at 6, Fridays at 6 p.m. And we have a very special guest that we're excited. She is high. She is a very funny comedian, and she has very funny comics that we're going to talk about. But we'll meet her in a second. First, let me introduce producers and writers. I'm Too Effin' High, Mike McLennan and Matt Newell. Hey guys.
Hey, hello. Buddy. Good tease. You get the audience on board with there's a secret person here. And then you tease them.
Man, it's all about anticipation. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. You guys pretty high right now?
Pretty high. I'm getting high right. I'm getting more high.
Yeah.
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 Matt, you're wearing your tarantulas. Clippers hat? Is that your Clippers hat?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So you guys are pretty high, feeling good?
Yeah.
I know. Oh, I should say DJ Blue Dream, who's usually here, is running a little bit late. So he'll probably pop in and join us, audience. So he should be here eventually. Or maybe not. Maybe he won't. We'll see. Anticipation. It's all about the mystery.
You have to anticipate, but that's also just lying. Will you get the money? Will you get my rent? Maybe.
I'm the M. Night Shyamalan weed talk
movie
show. Our guest today is a comedian in LA and a writer. She's got a really great comic strip on Instagram called Bad Comics by Anna. Please welcome Anna Selena.
Hi.
What's up? Hey, welcome. Oh, hell yeah. Going straight into...
Yeah.
Is that a palm, like a palm leaf blunt?
It is.
Those are the best. I love those.
Edgar has a friend who works for this palm company. So we just have a whole sack of them.
I love it.
Oh, they're sold in sacks.
Oh, look, I'm not kidding about the sack. Oh, you can't see it.
We can't see anything. It's can't crazy. Your palm blunts keep disappearing too. Oh, that's cool. That is a sack of blunts. Oh,
that's a huge sack of
kind
palm
of like
leaves.
A mystery because you couldn't see it all.
There. Welcome, Anna. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. You know, chilling. It's both my siblings just moved to LA. My younger siblings. Yeah.
Younger siblings.
Yeah. So it's been a very family-filled day.
From where did I move from?
From Central Florida.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Yeah. And I mean, I think they were both going crazy living with my parents in Sarasota, which is a retirement town where everyone's old. And so they moved here and I'm like, okay, cool. But you know, LA is close too, right? So they'll make friends. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Such a weird time to move cities.
It is. You really can't meet people.
Yeah, you can't do the city things.
Yeah, that's true.
To get to know a city. Bad. Yeah. Yeah, it's like nobody wants to bring more people into their circle, their bubble, or like risk it for new people, unless it's for a hookup, I guess.
What's your relationship to cannabis?
I usually smoke weed to fall asleep. In fact, lately I've been doing gummies. I say lately, but like kind of since quarantine started, I got like really into gummies. So I have different strengths of gummies, different CBD THC balances.
Okay.
And I usually take it to like unwind. It helps me sleep through the night. I used to smoke a ton, like in college, I smoked all day, every day, and then kind of fell out. I dated someone for a while who didn't smoke at all. And that made me lose my tolerance completely. So I never quite got back to my former weed glory of like having really good tolerance. So yeah. I'm a baby. My tolerance is not that big.
It's cheaper that way.
Yeah. And you know, Edgar, my boyfriend, smokes. He's been on the show.
Yeah, he's been on the show many times.
A lot.
Yeah.
You do have to tell us who's been on the show because none of us remember any of We're just like, well, did we do a show?
Yeah, longtime friend of the pod, Edgar Montplaisir. So he'll take these little, here, you can't, there you go. He'll take several of these to the face. But I tend to like indicas, CBD heavy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool that you kind of like mess around with the ratio a little bit. I think that like, especially with edibles and stuff, trying to find like, oh yeah, what's good for me, you know, right before I go to sleep. Like, I like that.
Yeah. And I have anxiety. So, it's very much something that helps with that. And it, that part of it too, like sativas, I used to love sativas, but now indicas just work better with anxiety, my anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of anxiety, you have a very funny, very relatable, comic strip that you do on Instagram. One of the things that you do that and anybody watching or listening to this should definitely check it out. It's very, very funny. But you talk to your anxiety a lot, which I really like. I like the abstract nature of, you know, you and anybody that's ever done therapy is like, you know, that's actually something that they tell you in therapy is like, talk to different emotions, build a relationship to different emotions. So every time I read that, and it just always feels so smart and funny to me. I like the abstract nature of it. I'm curious, what made you, have you always been a comic strip freak?
Hey, James, you can't say that to people, man.
I don't know. The
I'm a freak for comics.
The industry terms.
I grinded up comics and snort them. I will say this. I, as a kid, liked comic strips, like newspaper comic strips, and would doodle comic strips, specifically. And I had like a how to draw comics little kid guidebook or something. And then I didn't for a while. And then I was a kindergarten art teacher when I first moved to LA for 2 years and drew, you know, for 5-year-olds. Oh. So it would just be like stick figures. And they're so easily impressed that I would draw my little figures and they would be like, whoa, oh my God, that's amazing. I'm not exaggerating. They're so easy to impress. And
that's our target audience.
Exactly. Oh man. Yeah. Kids are high.
We're trying to get so many kindergartners to watch this show.
I think they'd like this show a lot.
I think they would. I think they'd like, especially this episode, some of the things you have planned. I think they'll like.
Yeah, and the blaze break when we all smoke up. We ask the audience to smoke up. That's pretty nice.
That's great. Yeah, we're a great reset.
Get your parents to light it.
Yeah.
Don't play with matches. Yeah. Get your parents to light your joints.
Exactly.
They're tiny. They love having their tiny, underdeveloped lungs in a room of smoke, just working
overtime.
It makes them
stronger. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was drawing for them, and then I was very depressed because I was me, and I was very anxious because I've always had anxiety, and it was especially heightened because I just wasn't dealing with it, wasn't in therapy. I started, drawing for myself, like the same style, but it would be R-rated cartoons, like me getting drunk. I don't know. I had this fascination with like, yeah, I'm a teacher, but I'm also getting drunk and I'm also sad. And then it kind of just evolved into me talking to these blobs, that were my anxiety, depression, whatever. And
it's great.
Yeah.
It feels deeply personal. It feels like, you know, like truly your voice, you coming through. Actually let's take a look at a couple of them here. Our producer Andrew, if you don't mind, tossing a couple of Honest comics here on the share screen.
Cool. I guess I should maybe be reading these, but it's okay. Now we're at the end. Yeah, look.
It's great.
I'm kind of new to therapy. I tried it before and it never really stuck. And this is, since quarantine has started, I've been in therapy very regularly.
Nice.
And one thing I realized is a lot of making my comic was like the first part of the work of therapy, like identifying the problem, but I never did the second part, which is doing something about it. Yeah, so it's been weird to incorporate that in the comic because I'm like trying to deal with these things a little more actively. So I introduced a new character. His name is Depression, and he's gray.
I love that. And I guess is that something that you will share with, you know, as you're going through this journey of doing therapy, which obviously is probably going to make you change in certain ways. Is it important for you for your readers to know that, or is it something where you'll just let them kind of grow along with your comics as you grow?
Okay, well, so there's a little more to that, actually. I'm developing a show of the comic with a production.
Nice.
So I've actually...
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. I mean, hey, anything can happen. I feel like I'm jinxing it just by saying it, but whatever. The show is going to happen. Whether or not a network picks it up, I'll make it from scratch.
There you go.
But so I've been thinking about this very thing of like, what does it mean to deal with your issues in the context of this world? And in order to do that, I'm developing anxiety and depression as characters. So everyone is trying to like get better in this world. Anxiety just wants to be loved and in a mutually respecting relationship. And Anna takes anxiety for granted. And depression just wants to be respected and appreciated for all his super moody emo art, because he writes poems and they're sad, but like he wants Anna to respect him. So he's going to go on his own journey. Anxiety's going to go on his own journey. And then Anna's journey is, I think, taking responsibility for these things. And I think when I made my comic, everything happens to me. Like depression happens to me. Anxiety happens to me. They're doing things to me. Cheese happens to me. It's making me have really bad gas. And
cheese happens to me.
Yeah. So Anna, basically, her journey is to do something about those things and stop sort of passively receiving them, but to be like, okay, I am making choices that affect myself, my mental health, and I can change those choices.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That's so cool. And good luck on that, on that journey of, it'll be fun to watch, you know, the comic continue to mature and into, you know, a television show that's making you millions and millions of dollars and giving you all the fame and accolades you ever wanted.
Yes. You know, as early as next week, I'm sure you'll see it on Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus. We've got a deal that it will be on every streamer. And I obviously will be making millions. If not, we'll see.
Anna, what's the Instagram handle again?
It's Bad Comics with an X. And I usually pop up if you search that, but Bad Comics by Anna.
Hey,
DJ Blue Dream.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Are you in space?
Your background was.
No, I'm too up in High City. Oh, it does look like my background's eating my mouth.
That's like your face.
What's up?
What the agents do to Neo.
Sorry, I'm joining you guys late, everybody.
No worries. No worries. Welcome. We're just going to share one more of Anna's comics here.
Cool.
That's obviously Edgar. Dude, my books are so sad. I don't know if you guys have done this, but I've bought books to support bookstores, because that's a thing. I've bought like 10 books and I have read zero.
I have so many books that I haven't read. No guilt.
I specifically bought a book, and now I've been reading the same book, but on my Kindle, like just bought it again because I don't want to pick up the book. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. I would do that. I'm like, I'll do an audio book, but I really suck at reading as of the last 2 years. I can't.
That attention deficit has gotten worse for me, for sure. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be attention span. Is that what the word I was looking for?
Yeah.
I forget what we were talking about.
So in light of you being here, Anna, we've got a few different things here that we wanted to do to kind of celebrate comics a little bit. And so first we thought it'd be fun if, you know, if we shared some comics maybe that we like, you know, something that you think is funny or inspires you or something. And Anna, you have a couple that you brought in, right?
I do.
Andrew will pull it up here for you. Cool. And then you can tell us.
Okay, so Yves is a cartoonist, a female cartoonist, comic artist, whatever, who I used to be so jealous of because I think she does what I do, but better. But dude, this comic fucking slayed me. I think we should read it. I think someone should play the part of this doctor.
Oh, okay.
Great. I'll play the doctor. Depression, eh? Try yoga and a healthy diet. Soon you'll be happy as a clam.
But doctor, I am a clam. It's so stupid, but I love it.
It's great. It's great.
I know. So stupidly good. Okay, this is another comic that, I mean, it's very topical that you asked if I had any comics I like, because Bianca is a comic artist I've been following for a little while, and she is like doing it old school. She has comics in newspapers, and she was like the first Black comic artist to have a nationally syndicated comic. And she made this really smart comic that you see here on the screen about masks and Black Lives Matter. And a bunch of newspapers pulled it. Like, they issued apologies and said, we're no longer going to be carrying this cartoon.
Whoa.
Yeah, because people, like white people, called in and were like offended by it. And it was crazy to me.
Is that just that panel offended
them? This is the one that got her pulled from newspapers. Yeah, and that's, you can see.
I genuinely don't understand why they're offended. Like, I'm not being obtuse here. Like, what, Anna? What was the? Do you know why they said they were offended?
I think it was like certain newspapers in like more conservative towns thought it was making light of something. I don't know, of like their resistance to masks.
I feel like it was Karens.
It was a bunch of Karens.
Yeah.
It's like maximum fragility of just like you alluded to race and we're like,
yeah. Jesus. And you know, the guy who makes Dilbert is, you know him? He's on Twitter.
We were just talking about that. I didn't know that.
He is the most offensive, like, super, I don't know, like men's rights activist style show.
Yeah.
Guys, I gotta pick a different favorite comic real quick.
Oh, do it.
Okay. Yeah, you go and you find Dilbert.
You know, some of us like it.
He changes from whatever it is to Dilbert.
Drew is actually the creator of Dilbert. Sorry. But yeah,
he's DJ Blue Dream, he's Droop, and he's Dilbert guy.
DJ Scott Adams.
Got it.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not him. This is another comic I love. Another comic I was so jealous of at first.
Very Rupert. Quentin and Chris.
Yeah.
The Tampa. There's no Quentin. My emotions.
You guys know Quentin Crisp, who drew like all the Roald Dahl drawings?
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Totally. How's
that, could that feel? Like, cool. Yeah, familiar. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is great.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, those are great.
Those are awesome.
They're nice. Damn. There's some great comics out there. Some great, created web comics. Check them out. Not mine, but the others.
Well, I'm not. Mine's not promoting anybody new. I just brought, like.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Should I share mine? Let's
have you go next.
Because I don't read comics anymore. But I used to, and I didn't really as a kid, but I always loved Far Side.
Me too.
And I just looked up the ones I could remember. I was like, oh, there's this one. I tried to see if I could find the ones that I still remember. And I found most of them.
Oh, hell yeah. One of mine is a Far Side, too. I wonder if mine will be in yours. I'll let you know if it is.
All of mine are Far Side. I'm so sorry.
I love Far Side.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see him.
Yeah, this guy, yeah, he needs some help from us.
let's get Gary Larson.
He doesn't have any.
Give a little bump.
All that desk calendar money is dried up.
Oh my god! I had that desk calendar. I'm so sorry.
I did too.
The best way to get 365 Far Side jokes. It was like better than the books.
The galleries.
It was great.
Yeah.
There we go. This one too. All right. Okay. So now, how do I do this? I'm so sorry, viewers. This is boring. I got high fast.
Share screen.
Share screen, got it. Okay, here's one that everybody knows. It's funny.
There you go.
Sure.
Right? That's all I really remember.
That's a great one.
And the bottom says, School for the Gifted, is that right?
Yeah, for the gifted, yeah. And it's a dum-dum. Okay, so...
he's got a good butt. That's very rare.
His butt is good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the only one that I have that's in color, too. So the rest are all black and white. So I was like, I'll start with... That's
okay.
Fun.
Okay.
I don't know how to get back to my thing, guys. Where's front page? Stop share. I'll stop share, and then I'll reshare.
Hey, stoners. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. If you didn't know already, we actually do a live stream of our podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. And this Friday, August 28th, we've got a great one. We've got comedians Carl Tart and Chinadu Unaka coming in, and they are going to get high and do some comedic challenges, and we're going to have some fun with them. So if you want to check that out, tune in to I'm2FNHigh.com and check out the website.
Okay, next one. Where is it? This one made me laugh too. I don't know why this is so funny. Can you read the bottom of it?
Unknown to most historians, William Tell had an older and less fortunate son named Warren.
His head is so big.
That's really funny.
That's great.
Okay, all right, let's see here. Then I got just a couple more here. They're not this one. Here we go, this one here. This one really made me laugh too. It work? Well, actually, we have a podcast. I should just be describing these. Does that matter? Do I have to do that? There's two guys. There's two. A camper. They're a couple, and she's got a giant bug on her back. And the guy has a stick broken, and the bug. It's not going to matter. Just look it up. It's not going to do it justice. He goes, holy moly, Loretta, not only is it still there, but look what it did to my stick. It's also, he's funny, he's worried about his stick, too.
It's really funny.
And then we'll do...
Look what it did to my stick.
This one. Where is it? Is it up? Wait, I gotta make them bigger here. Yeah. Here we go. One of the lions has got a guy. Oh, that's all.
Right.
That's all I brought in. Some just 40-year-old comics.
I mean, there's a reason they stayed.
Big time.
Better than Gilbert.
That's true.
Yeah.
Big totally. Time. Like, when you think about those comics, like, they're ageless. Like, that's the fun thing. It's like, it's never topical. You don't have to be on the inside of anything. Like,
yeah.
They're just simple, funny gags.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blank faces, too. I don't know why that's the just like the – everybody's just kind of like a dumb stare.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such
a – Oh, I won't – just in case it's your far side, I won't, but you let me know if so, James. But did you guys ever see that one that got him in trouble? Like, I had a bunch of letters to the thing of a – It was not meant to be this, but he drew a dog. It was like a controversial. I'll find it real quick.
No, and I got I'm so curious what you're gonna say.
It got like a bunch of letters.
What is
demanding it be pulled?
I can't imagine what could be this offense.
A dog
in the world.
It's called When Car Chasers Dream, right? And this.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. He's caught one of them.
He's got one, but all the letters are like, it looks like he's fucking the car. Like, which it kind of does.
Oh, yeah. Why is the car
all... crazy is that just the thing engine? To complain
but
about.
Like, look right... Why is the car got a bump on the bottom?
True.
I think it's the thing. It's whatever you call it. But it does. That's what made it look like it. It looks like
that's dogs so funny.
Which is kind of funnier comic, I think, if the dog is dreaming of fucking the car. But,
and that's why he's been chasing the car. I mean, that's...
Exactly.
Yeah, he wants that. That's been the motive the whole time.
And then they have these like weird, like car dog babies, and that's what the movie Cars is.
Yeah,
that's it. Dog exactly. Yeah,
it's pets plus cars.
That's right.
Yeah, the movie pets.
The movie pets.
The movie pets.
It's all the same cinematic universe.
There's your next fan fiction, Mike, that you can write.
Finally, that's why
cars.
I do the show.
Fucking, yeah.
For fan fiction ideas.
From pets, start fucking the characters. From
yep.
And it's the Larry the Cable Guy, that car. What's his name?
Skeeter or something like that?
Oh, yeah. The
Cletus?
It's like a tow truck.
Yeah, he's a tow truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Skeeter.
Tomater.
Mater. It's Mater.
Mater.
Here's the. I have just two. One is one that I remember from as a kid. That is Far Side. That is this one here. Also a dog. A cat killer. Is that the face of a cat killer? Cat chaser, maybe. Sure, but who doesn't?
Hey, who isn't? You missed it.
I can't read the last part of it. Oh. Of my screen.
This is adorable. That dog face is so cute.
I know. Isn't that great?
He had a lot of cat versus dog ones.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, this other one I remember seeing on Reddit like maybe 6 months ago, and I thought it was funny.
Jesus Christ.
Really dark. For our listeners, it's a superhero coming out. You know what? Just look it up.
It's hard to describe them.
Just look up on Google superhero coming out and you'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just enjoy our laughter. Enjoy that we're having a good time.
Yeah.
But like if you're listening to this and you heard only like the punchline of it, if you could tweet at us with a drawing of what you thought the comic was.
Yeah.
That punchline.
You tweet drawings?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Photo.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. You draw it and then, yeah. I don't tweet. I don't tweet. For some reason, I was like, "That's got to be 140 characters." I was like, "How do you tweet a drawing?" But I get it. You attach a drawing.
Yeah, because a drawing is like 50 characters.
Yeah, it's 1,000 words. No, yeah. It's always 1,000 words. We know the ratio. Picture.
Yeah, just can't fit that.
Mike, did you have any comics that you liked that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I had Andrew pull them up. I picked. I think so much of my childhood was influenced by Mad Magazine.
I should read that too.
It took me back to like their parodies. I was a big Sunday comic guy for sure, Far Side and Calvin and Hobbes. But I started to think about this comic. His name is Sergio Argonis, and he did a DC comic called Gru, which is like a caveman thing. But he was He drew for Mad Magazine for like 30 or 40 years. And he would, he's a guy from Mexico. And like, what I love about it is it's all, for the most part, visual stuff. So there's usually not text unless it's in the comic itself. So he would do like these. This is a Star Wars one where like Luke is in a bathroom and like, what is that? That's the cantina? The
Mos Eisley cantina? Yeah, Mos Eisley cantina.
And he's like, surrounded by different aliens, and then he asks the barkeep where the bathroom is, and the next panel is Luke walking into a bathroom with just all sorts of weird toilets.
Simple funny gag. Toilets too, man. That's really funny. Yeah,
simple
that
one gag. Simple
yeah.
gag.
Seven holes. But like, why do you need so many holes? They all go like.
Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know what this is another like, one that he did, general...
and these were often sometimes just. They were sometimes in the margins, his comics. So like same thing. Funny. Like, and I think what I liked about him too is you kind of have to solve them. You're like, what is
yeah, I was thinking here? What is this? Is it, it? Oh, I see. I see now. Do you get it? Yeah,
it's like a cop has pulled over a guy driving a big old elephant on a circus truck. And the cop's motorcycle is right behind the elephant. And then the next panel is the cop like angrily washing his motorcycle.
He's writing the dude a ticket in the first one, though. He's writing him a ticket for something. Yeah. You don't know what. And you're like, why is he writing him a ticket? And then it's because he's got pissed on or shit on or something.
Presumably shit on based on the angle.
Yeah.
Well, presumably.
I don't know how. Maybe it's
another true. Real simple gag.
That is a good one you got to solve. Yeah. It's like, what?
And again, these would be like in Mad Magazine, so if you silly. Remember, Mad Magazine had all these like Easter eggs where the comic strips would be like in just in the corners. This guy would draw like intricately in the corners of stuff. He has like, he's done like 65,000 cartoons or something.
Just it's a railroad. People building a railroad by a bar, and it's real straight. And then when it gets to the bar, it gets all loop like bad.
Yeah,
they got all drunk and they can't. They can't railroad.
Yeah, they can't railroad.
What was Sergio Aragonés would also do these like in the margins and stuff, right?
Yeah, in the margins, yeah.
That was so cool. They're like, yeah, a little.
And this one, just like, it's fun because Anna picked something that was a little like that one that got so much, got in so much trouble for being in the newspaper. This is like from the 60s.
Whoa.
And in Mad Magazine, or, you know, like in a, wow. You know, just a humor magazine that mostly kids drew. And it kind of speaks to even what we're going through now.
So it does.
Pretty cool.
I'm
that
this was in Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
Way that's true.
So this is like, it's a hippie like walking down the street, like a guy kind of dressed like a hippie, and he sees a sign, a protest sign on the ground that says "Down with cops." That's the first panel there, and he lifts it up just to like read it, and all these cops come from around the corner and beat him up, drag him away, and then they lay the sign back down because it's kind of their trap. So, yeah, from then till now, it's
man, that's art reflects life. Yeah,
this is not that related, but a little related. I feel weird bringing this up on a podcast, but you guys watch Umbrella Academy?
Umbrella Academy?
No, not yet.
No, is it good? I was
seen a little.
Is it like the new Kingsman? Season. Is it feels like, is it like the Kingsman kind of?
It is, but better. It's kind of like X-Men maybe meets the Kingsman.
Oh, cool. I'll watch it.
And season 2 is like about, they go back into the 60s. That's not a spoiler. And like, they bring into the civil rights movement, and it is shockingly well done, you know, for a show that happened before all these, the George Floyd protests. Like, I'm impressed with the shows that are coming out now that like got it right.
Are they mutants?
They have powers.
They have powers like graphic novel. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it is like, related because it's from a graphic novel, which is the comic.
That's right.
But like thematic.
Even Watchmen has proven so poignant. Like Watchmen was like telling the story of this year before it happened. People wearing masks, like not.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Isn't that
the mask
crazy? Like,
yeah.
It's like the lesson in it. I guess we've always needed the lessons in it, but it's so crazy how poignant that was.
It was. Yeah. Another based on a graphic novel. We are so on brand with this comic thing right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen, he really doesn't need me to help because he's pretty popular on Instagram, but Sir Juan Cornella does these very like dark kind of absurdist Instagram comics.
Oh yeah, I've seen these.
They're just
they're
very hot. I don't know what's happening. They're not necessarily funny, but they make me just like, what?
They're truly
They're I don't know what the hell I just read. I went back through it. I was like, I gotta go back through it. It made less sense. What the hell?
It's crazy. And they're
describe all. I don't know what you want to read it in. I feel crazy.
They make no sense.
Yeah, how would you describe this for our listeners?
Okay. There's a man.
Yeah, Matt.
Man walks in to a bedroom, and he sees he's got a hat on. He's dressed like a. Like a fedora, looks like a suit, looks like a 60s businessman, kind of. Walks in and he sees two people in bed, he thinks, covered up to their head, their chins. And he's like shocked and he's mad. And then they pull down their covers and they have just one person with two heads.
But there's a bit of a free the nipple kind of.
Yeah, it's a guy and a girl. It's like a half guy, half girl.
Oh, and her nipple is pixelated.
The left, the right side is supposed to be the woman, right? And then he takes his hat off. And he's got a face attached to it, upside down. So it's like a mirror image of his own head under that fedora this whole time. Well, then
and he's not mad anymore.
He's not mad anymore.
He's also never mad. Yeah.
And here's but then, where it really makes sense.
here's the twist.
In the corner, oh shit, was a guy who was hiding behind a little tree. He's naked, and he was just probably in bed with that person's two-headed spouse. But then you pan down to his little pubic hairs, and it's another little man. Look, his pubic hairs have a face that matches his own face.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's brilliant. It's really funny. It's so weird.
Yeah, they're all like weird and dark, but
they're so weird.
Idiot.
Yeah, they're great.
They're follow Sir Juan Cornella.
Oh man, they're so funny.
They're great. They're really, yeah. They're
I don't know if I gotta follow more.
And they're kind of like a comment, you know, like someone spray painting
yeah,
natives
totally.
Go home, which is tapered fag, right?
Yeah,
they're interesting. Anyway, check them out.
I love it.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, those are really fun. So one of the things we thought would be fun to do while we're all high is try to each of you guys were supposed to pick a comic or cartoon character, and you are going to try to describe to somebody else how to draw it. And while they're drawing it, when they're done drawing it, we'll have to see if we can guess who the character is. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So Anna, you're our guest. So we'll have you go first, and you will describe this character to Mike,
okay.
Who will try to draw it.
Great. Are there rules about how much detail I can go into? Because I feel like
I think it worked best if it's like almost line by line. So it's like if you want someone to draw an eye, you might just say draw a circle. And now draw a little tiny dark circle inside of it.
Okay.
Now draw another circle. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
So you're going to draw a circle, a small circle for an eye.
Oh.
Wow. Whoa! Perfect circle.
That worked. Now you're going to draw another circle with an eye next to it.
Oh, this thing going to be as perfect.
Okay.
This one's gonna be busted.
Oh no!
Oh, edible kicked in.
That's next to it.
Like a scribble, like a instead of a dot in the eye, a scribble.
Oh.
Just a small scribble. Good, and okay, that works. That's small circle-ish scribble in the other one.
Okay.
Then you're gonna do the nose, which is like. You may be filling those dots.
Filling these dots?
Filling them a little, yeah. That's good. Okay. And then you're going to do
characters.
Like a long U as the nose. Like a long
sleeve. Long U?
Long, okay. Ooh. Actually, it goes the other way. It's like a U.
Oh, a long U, okay.
Okay, and to add to this, clearly penis situation. You're now going to do the head around it, which is also a U, but a bigger U, you know? Okay. That works too. And then the hair is like spikes, you know, it's just like spikes. And then they kind of go around a little further, like down the U. So maybe halfway down the U on each side. Yeah, you know, they're technically bigger spikes than this, but this will be okay. And for the mouth, you can just do like a small little upside down U. Close to the, okay, that's big, but it works.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. You could do some eyebrows, do one eyebrow, like a unibrow, and it's like a rectangle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Is this
okay?
Make a little skinny
cheek.
Like a little what?
Like the neck, just two lines skinny.
Not allowed to erase, Mike.
I'm not allowed. Okay.
Well, it might help, unless you know who it is. It might help if we not erase, but do some new hair spikes that are a little better, that kind of look like the outside of a sun. Yeah.
I think I know who this is.
Who do you think it is?
Interesting.
Is it Morty?
Close.
From Rick and Morty?
It's not Morty.
Okay.
But it's close.
Is it Rick?
Is it Rick?
It goes on way too long.
Well, it's not Morty.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I got the names mixed up. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Nicely done.
For people in the podcast, I drew a perfect one.
One that was, Rick or Morty.
One it was.
That was great. Mike, let's have you try to describe one to Matt, and we'll go around the circle, and then we'll end it with Anna trying to draw.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I missed it.
Missed what?
Okay.
I didn't know what you guys were looking at.
Andrew pulled up Rick. A picture of Rick.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I do this here?
What?
All right.
Okay. All right. So you want to do like a circle that'll fill up like in the middle of the page, Matt. Like if you're drawing Japan's flag, start with like that. A circle that's like kind of squarely in the middle of the page.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
great. Great, nice.
It's out of my computer.
Now, in the center.
I just love the middle of the page is so specific.
In the center of that, you're going to draw an upside down equilateral triangle.
On
both sides.
Like upside down in the center.
Yeah.
All guessing?
In the center
or
of that circle.
Only Matt guessing.
Yeah, that's
no, good. We all are.
Okay,
great.
But now, when Mike's.
Now, Matt, draw similar to that triangle. You're going to draw one on either side of the top of the circle, but not at the top of the circle. Like maybe like a little bit above the circle. Yeah, right around there. Draw a triangle, but don't close the bottom of it.
Can I guess? Is it Princess Carolyn?
No.
What is Princess Carolyn from?
That triangle. Yeah, just draw it down. Yep, great. Now do that in the exact other side of that circle. Yep, right across from it. Great.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, Matt, from go to the top angle of that triangle and draw a line straight down from it. And I'll tell you when to stop. Draw it down. Yeah, good. Now do the same on the other side.
Whoa.
Oh, you're doing great, Matt. You're doing cool. Great. Now, right where your circle or your pencil is now, draw a circle. Yeah, a kind of good sized circle.
Is this one?
Good.
Is this one tooth Dracula?
Yeah, from that famous comic.
Same here.
One tooth Dracula.
Yeah.
Yep. Same there. Okay. Right. Now, Matt, this is going to be important. Those top. Ooh. Triangles that you have. Go to the middle of one of them. The middle of the line.
What?
Go to the middle of the line of one of them. Yep, right there. And draw, connect that kind of in a curved way to the opposite triangle. Okay, great. Now close that circle, but don't draw inside the triangles, but make a circle kind of surrounding your other circle. But don't go in. Don't go in those. Yep, right there. Good.
Like all the way around like
that? Yep, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
And you can be kind of squirrely with it if you want. You can like wave it around a little bit. That's nice.
And for our podcast listeners, what Matt has drawn so far looks sort of like The Last Supper, like almost an exact replica.
Yeah. Except there's one extra person. I put myself in it.
I have a guess.
Go for it. Oh, wait, I fucked up. I didn't connect it here.
No, it looks good. Okay. What do you think, James?
Is it Mufasa?
No.
But close?
Okay. But close.
A lion yeah. or...
It's same movie.
Simba?
Yeah, it's Simba.
Simba. That's really good. That actually turned out.
That's really
out.
Good.
Yeah, I love it.
Pretty good, Matt.
Slowly developed it.
Yeah, that was good. Good directions.
Yeah.
Well, I used to, like Anna, I used to teach, I think we both did, Teach for America, is that right, Anna?
Yes, we did.
I forgot. Fourth graders, and I would eat up entire like hours of class sometimes with an exercise like that. Where it was just like end of day, need something to do, and just like slowly teach kids how to line draw something.
Yeah, like we're gonna do the face. Okay.
The real Simba.
Wow, I didn't know that's actually how you would teach kids to draw. Like you'd actually just walk them through directions like that, step by step,
Yeah.
To draw representationally. I would also do like more abstract based drawing with them, but yeah.
Cool.
Speaking of abstract drawing, let's have Matt give DJ Blue Dream something to draw here.
Okay. God, this is gonna be hard, dude.
All right, what?
I'm gonna be bad at this. This side is gonna be bad. let's see here. I have to look at what I picked. Is that what we'll remember?
Draw Matt.
Okay, you're gonna start.
Okay, sorry, I got that. Okay.
Oh God. Okay, you're gonna do right where your little mouse is there. You're gonna do like a upside down U. You know what I mean? Kind of like that. Stop. Okay, perfect.
One more.
Yeah, do another one to the right, to the right of it. Do another one of those.
Further right? Or just around
further
here?
To the right. Further. No. Further. Further. And there. Right there. That's good.
Oops.
Kind of the set. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Now you're going to draw, like, connect those. Like, okay, go to the left one and start right there. And then. Draw a line curving towards the other one, but you're going to go ahead and go to the bottom of those two. You're going to go right connecting the dots, connecting three dots essentially, but curve up like you had it. Curve up and then down and then
connect to the other one.
Yep. Through those. Yeah. And then all the way around. Keep going down. Keep going. And then stop there. And then go out a little bit to your right and then back in slightly. Ooh. And then keep going and then curve back around again.
Go out again?
Yeah. This is not right. and then curve to the keep go with soft curve to the left. Soft curve to the left. Go, this is fun. All right, now go all the way around and make this all the way around and connect up to that top ear. That's fine. Yeah, that's good. That's fine. That'll work. Okay. Now, just put a little dot on the end of that. All the way to the right, that little triangle thing you got poking out there. Put a big circle dot on the end of that.
Inside it or outside?
On the tip of it, kind of. Yeah, both. Yeah. That's about right. Yeah, there you go.
Is and this then, a pear?
You're, looks that's like right. One. It is. Yeah. Okay. And then you're going to draw a black filled in circle. Go to your right a little bit, right around there.
Oh.
Fill it in.
Okay.
This is good. I know who this is.
Go to the left and do another one of those right about there. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Does he have a jar of honey?
He sure does.
Yeah.
And then give him some eyebrows if he wants. He's real happy. So he's saying, "Oh, bother."
Beautiful.
Pretty good. Okay. That's
great.
Yeah.
Wow, that really stuck the landing too. I feel like it came together.
I love it. Good job. Let's have DJ Blue Dream. Let's do one more here, and Anna, you'll have to draw.
Okay.
There he is.
This might be a challenge, but I feel like you're a great artist, so you know, I'm gonna throw you it. But it might be hard for me to describe it. All right, so where's your? Oh yeah, so yeah, right around there where your mouse is. Start drawing a line to the right, a straight line, and I'll tell you when to stop. Stop, and now keeping your mouse there, do an upwards curve to the left. So an upwards curve. Yep, yeah, and stop right there, and then do an upwards curve to the right, and stop right there. And then do a downwards curve to the left. So now a curve, but it's going to start sloping downwards to the left. Yeah, just like that. And keep going. I'll tell you when to stop. Keep going. Don't connect them, but keep getting closer to the other end of it. Okay, you could stop. And then do a right where you were. Right there. Do a upwards like line, just a straight line up and then down, back down again. And then another straight line up, a small straight line, and then back down again. And then do a big upwards curve that looks kind of, yeah, like that. And then slope downwards now, down to the left.
Oh, I went.
That's okay, yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Oh, no. This line fine. Up.
First line up, and then another thin straight line up, and then a large curve then to the left, upwards. Huh?
Do I come down again?
No, you don't have to. No, you can go now to the left, upwards, and then down to the left again. Now a downwards curve to the left. So you're going, yeah, exactly. You're going that way. And now into the right a little. And then out again to the left. And then do that a couple times. So it just creates a couple like little spikes, you know? Oh no, this is not going to turn out like it, sadly. So you very quickly realize I'm giving the wrong directions. That do like a V downwards, like just a big V. Yeah, and up again. And then maybe just like connect those, I guess. You might as well just connect the thing. Yeah. And that whole thing would be colored black, but I don't know if there's an easy way to do it. So maybe not. There's no like fill tool, is there? Like a paint bucket thing?
I don't see it.
Yeah, no, never mind. But you can imagine that's all black. Okay, okay, great. Now towards the right end. So like a little further left, a little. And right there. But now bring your thing down, bring your pointer down a bit. And you're going to draw an oval, like an egg shaped oval. Yeah. And then a little right of that, a smaller, to the right of that oval, another one just like it. Great.
Is it Phineas? Of Phineas and Ferb?
No, it's not. Now you're going to, inside the first circle to the left, in the bottom left corner, yeah, right around there, actually, right where your mouse was, was where it would end, but you're going to draw a smaller circle that ends right where, so that's great. And then keep, make it even larger so that it connects to the bottom. Exactly, and you can fill that all in, and then another one just like that in the other egg-shaped thing. Perfect. Now right from the bottom of that eye you just drew the one on the right, mm-hmm. right from the bottom left corner, so yeah, right there, do a straight line out to the right, and I'll tell you when to stop. And stop. And now bring it almost straight down, but sort of letting it curve slightly to the left. Like straight down, but further down. Perfect. And now curve it into the, now straight line to the left. Yep. Just like that. And now from right where your mouse is, you're going to make a big downward left line. So like a big line, down left, straight down. I'll tell you when to stop. Down left, a little further. Actually, it should have been a little more of an angle. So a little more. That's fine. And then down right, down to the right. Great, and you can stop there. And then back to the nose, back to that shape that looks like a nose, the bottom right corner, you're going to do a line downward right and a sharp angle out. Yeah, like that, and stop, and then downward left.
That's good. I think I have a guess.
Do you? Yeah, go ahead.
Is it Fred Flintstone?
It is Fred Flintstone.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was my backup. Job, that was my backup for Pooh. And I didn't even... Oh, that's great. Yeah.
We got there. Okay.
It looked like you'd ever see that like video game Kirby?
Oh, yeah. The things?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? That
a little floating, like ghost looking thing?
Yeah, but it has like a nose like that.
This is the version I was looking at. You can't really see it because I missed the screen. But
Yes.
Totally. That was a pretty good question.
I was so confused by the hair.
Good.
Like, what is the shape?
The hair was. I shouldn't have started with the hair. That was a mistake.
I was so. Yeah,
there we go.
There
he is.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I see it.
Ooh, that was strangely exhilarating.
It was. It was like really
Kirby's not what I'm thinking of. That was not.
Oh, Q-Bert. Were you thinking of Q-Bert?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. Q-Bert.
Yeah. Q-Bert has like it's like a Kirby looking thing with just a long nose.
Yeah.
Snout.
Oh yeah, Q-Bert.
Like bounce on blocks.
Q-Bert was Q-Bert ever? That was only in cartoons, right? Or was that? Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Q-Bert rebooted.
What is
it? Yeah, that's really funny. What a weird, what a sad little creature.
I know he's sad.
He's so sad.
Very sad.
Stepping on his nose all the time.
It's not that way, but the Martian in like Tom and Jerry, you know, when they do those space episodes.
Yes, that's fanatic.
Oh, fanatic, yep. Looks just like him, yeah.
They got to find each other.
Connect noses.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's how they go to the bathroom and they're in that alien toilet. Some of those things were up high, you know. Maybe
they were. It's a spout.
That's true.
That's
right. Snout it
guys. This has been so fun. This is a blast.
Thank you. This was so fun. I feel like drawing that way is crazy because I was so convinced I was drawing nothing, but I got the DJ Blue Dream. That was good instructions.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. I was panicking the whole time.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah. But you do have that moment too where you're like, oh no, this is all gone off. I did that. Yeah. Like, it's not going to, this can't work.
How is that and those things going to work?
Yeah.
That's what I kept thinking.
Is it cheating to use like compass directions to be like, now go south, southwest? You know, now go.
I don't know. We made this game up so we can add the rules. It's cheating.
Can be anything.
Well, we'll talk to the board.
we'll do kindergartners that are supposed to watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the people that Alex Trebek always checks with when they come back? Like, actually, we will count that as an answer or something that he has to check with, like, judges.
Oh, yeah. The producers or whatever. The
producers.
But for this show, just a couple kindergartners who are.
Yeah.
Getting really high, but it's when they're high, it's just the same. No filter.
Yeah, I can't tell.
I feel like if we edit this episode for the podcast to remove the visual parts, it's going to be like a 15-minute episode.
I'll draw in comic books or comic strips.
I know. Anna, where can people find you on social media or the internet or anything else that you're plugging right now?
You can find me at Bad Comics by Anna on Instagram and Twitter, Bad Comics with an X. Am I plugging anything? No, I have a season of television coming out of Sugar and Toys on Fuse, but it also, you can also watch it on Amazon Prime. Right. It is, yeah, I wrote, it's like an animated sketch show about pop culture. I wrote a lot of sketches in it, so I'm really proud of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, awesome. It should be out like October, September, October.
That's right. Congrats.
Yeah.
When it yeah. Comes check back, check so, it out.
Yeah.
Sugar and Toys.
Sugar and Toys. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Season two.
And we appreciate you coming on, getting high with us. You'll have to come back and do one of our Friday shows sometime.
I would love that. This is so fun. Yeah. I'm so high. Edgar came in at one point, and I forgot I had a background. So I was like, oh my God, Edgar. And he's like,
no. Your background changed. It's only changed the
it's great.
Kubrick.
Yeah.
Kubrick. Can't say
Kubrick.
There it is.
Stanley Kubrick.
I just yeah.
Check us out at I'm2FNHigh.com for information on any of our shows or at I'm2FNHigh on Instagram or Twitter. And again, Fridays and Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Hi, this is Adam Peacock from My Neighbors Are Dead. For the full month of October, My Neighbors Are Dead is going all in on the Friday the 13th series. And the best part is, we're upping our episodes to twice per week as we talk to all kinds of crazy characters from the world of Camp Crystal Lake, played by tons of amazing guests. Two episodes per week, all month long. Join us for My Neighbors Are Dead on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.